Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wilder Smith on the Gunflint. The Gunflint territory is in a celebration mode this weekend. The solstice of summer marks the first happy event. Today, the 21st, and a full strawberry moon closes down Sunday the 23rd, in what will surely be a festive few days in northern country. Visitors galore are trucking up the trail. Caravans of traffic, either toting or pulling some variety of watercraft, are pouring into the hundreds of favorite rest and relaxation venues. It's tourist season, and the folks in those business ventures are going crazy with exuberance at guest returns. Weather conditions over the past 7 have been on the delightful side, pleasantly cool at night and tolerably warm during the daylight hours. The area on Wildersmith even got an unexpected half-inch snippet of rain last Sunday afternoon and evening. Thus, the crunchy, dry forest floor has been temporarily relieved of fire danger, but more precip is welcome. The Smiths neighborhood has remained void of visiting bears for another week. However, those buzzing carnivore callers are making life in the forest pretty miserable. One has to feel sympathetic for any being with blood in their veins, as those biting, stinging varmints must be numbered in the bazillions right now. I recently watched as a cloud of bugs were tormenting a squirrel during its breakfast at our deckside feeder. The feisty rodent seemed near the end of its wits while trying to eat just one seed at a time and fend off the ravenous, unforgiving pests. It was sad, but also a bit humorous, as it swished its tail like a helicopter prop and occasionally jumped up in the air like a jack-in-the-box to clear the air around itself. And if those airborne biters aren't bad enough, those creepy ticks are so thick at ground level they can almost trip you. The insect critters are at us from all directions right now. Speaking of yet another northern animal oddity, this one took place underwater. A friend hooked onto a good-sized lake trout from his dock not long ago. The ensuing battle to land the big hog took some time, and just as it was in sight near his dock, an unknown being came streaking through the water in an apparent attack on his catch. The attacker must have quickly assessed that the attackee was too big a bite to handle and veered on by. Thinking it was maybe a huge northern pike, this fisherman was surprised when the subsurface jet popped up out of the water a few feet away from his thrashing finny. It turns out this was another well-meaning Gunflint fisherman, one of our local loons. By the way, the trout measured in at some 34 inches. Wow. As thousands of visitors are coming up the byway to celebrate the wonders of our natural world, the Gunflint community gathered last week to honor some of its own. The grand opening of the newly developed fire department facilities found nearly 250 friends and residents come together in recognition of the hard work of many dedicated people. Folks were in awe of the new SCOP Mid-Trail Community Center and adjacent fire and rescue equipment storage facility. The viewing opportunity turned out to be a great social meeting as well. Friends, both seasonal and year-round, conversed about the past winter's goings-on and were treated to some fine Northwoods dining under the big top. A big thanks to event organizers, provision donors, and a great group of cooks and servers. And of course, congrats and thanks to the dedicated planners, design people, fundraisers, financial supporters, and construction tradespeople that made this dream come alive. A dismal past Monday morning blossomed into another sparkling midday up at the Chickwack Museum and Nature Center. The 5th annual Fish Fry fundraiser brought in over 100 folks for the big shore lunch event on the Sag Lake Front Bay. A huge thanks to all the Gunflint Trail Historical Society volunteers who pitched in for the site setup and to prepare and serve all the fixins. Kudos also go out to Gunflint Lodge guide Dennis Todd for providing the fish, as well as the lodge staff for providing the rest of the menu items. Listeners not in attendance missed out on a great day and scrumptious food. This is Fred Smith at Wilder Smith on the Gunflint, and that's all for now. Keep on hanging on and savor the wonders in the land of sky blue waters.